This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hailed the $1.9 trillion bill that passed Wednesday with very little money for actual coronavirus relief as the most progressive bill in American history. The bill is expected to be signed Friday with checks going out by the end of the month. The Senate has confirmed Marcia Fudge as the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, placing the longtime Ohio lawmaker in charge of the agency. Fudge, who represented parts of Cleveland and Akron in the House since 2008, is a former mayor and a longtime advocate for assistance for the needy. A bill that would grant legal immunity for drivers who hit violent road-blocking protesters while fleeing from them has passed the House in Oklahoma. House Bill 1674 has passed 79-18 on Tuesday and proposes measures to crack down on violent protesters who block roads or highways to paralyze traffic. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More reaction on yesterday's partisan coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden confirms he'll sign the coronavirus relief bill on Friday. He tweeted, "Help is here," moments after the House passed the nearly $2 trillion plan. The majority of Americans will be receiving a check for $1,400, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reminds us.
You're really happy about getting a $1,400 check. You know, again, imagine that, right? Giving free money to people is popular. I get that. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's costing you $5,700, give or take. And if you're not paying for it, your kids are. Look, if this is really as popular as the Democrats say it is, we're in a lot of trouble as a country. It means that we have fully given in to this notion that we should be bribed by our government for false promises.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
Lawmakers have spent $5 trillion on relief in the last year. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As illegal immigration is creating a humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers are furious that the Biden administration is turning a blind eye to the crisis. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
The illegal immigrant population fell to 10,350,000 in 2019 under the Trump administration, a decline of 12% since 2010. President Biden has now reversed those policies that worked. 14 Major League Baseball spring training games today. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, and two late games starting at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And of course, we knew it wouldn't be easy. You know, as one of our former presidents said, we do it because it's hard. And actually, it's not only because it's hard, but considering the alternative. And right now, where we are, if we don't do something about it and we allow this to happen to us, it's not like we haven't been warned. You know, we've been clearly warned about the matters that we are dealing with today, and whether we're talking about Bible prophecy or other people along the way, have been sounding the alarm about the condition that we find ourselves in today. It was about a year ago that our guest, Dr. Michael Youssef, and I met very briefly at NRB in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's amazing what has happened in that past year that we met, because when we met at the time, COVID was just becoming aware of it. We started, there were sanitation stations spread throughout there, Michael, as you'll recall, and right, people were mindful of what was going on, but little did we know the trajectory that we were going to be on, and here we are, you know, 12 months later, and the result is our culture, as you say, has lost its mind.
Exactly right. But as you you know, Bill, when I wrote this book, it was in the middle of the pandemic, but I make very clear that the crisis I'm talking about, Hope for This Present Crisis book, is not the crisis of COVID. I tell you, truthfully, there are more people died of the flu than they died of COVID, and I'm not being lighthearted about this. I'm 72 years old, so I'm in the age where that you know, people worry about me and
yes,
and so forth. So I'm not being lighthearted about it. But I think we have a much greater crisis that we are facing, and it's been creeping in since the 60s, but now it's full blown for everybody to see, and it is a crisis of the truth.
Yes.
The truth is the victim of what had happened to our culture. And as you know, in the seven steps that I give at the end of the book, seven steps for hope, because look, everybody I think is aware of the crisis. Most people are anyway. Most people kind of have an idea that we're facing a crisis. I have a former CEO of Coca-Cola, my neighbor and my good friend, who is not really claimed to be a Christian, and he said to me the other day, he said, why is this happening so fast? And so even non-believers are seeing it. So
yes,
people are seeing the crisis, but what caused the crisis? And it began with the truth. The truth, and we're seeing it in the interview with Oprah and the two Sussexes. I mean,
right,
here, multi-millionaires, they were $60-70 million and trying to come across as victims. And as one British newspaper says, her truth. That was her truth.
Right.
Well, if it's her truth, your truth, my truth, we're finished. We cannot,
yes,
deal with each other when there is no objective truth.
Exactly. Well, and you're exactly right, and I agree with you 100%, Dr. Youssef, that And this is what this show is all about. In 12 years ago, when God said it was time for me to get back behind the microphone, truth was the North Star. It was about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And when we abandon the truth, you get chaos. And this is what we have. We have the book of Judges. People are seeing things according to their own eyes. And, you know, I mentioned, because I've got a prayer breakfast that I've been asked to speak at in Vero Beach coming up next month. And one of the keys is that I said, look, at the big exchange has taken place, just like Romans said would take place. And it is time. I mean, you know, globally, we hear about this global reset. Well, people of faith need to reset back to God. That's what really needs to be reset, right?
And that's been the mission of my life in the last 50 years since I've been ordained into the ministry. I mean, I am been around the world 67 times, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, and we have a television station dedicated to taking the gospel to the Arabic-speaking world, 200 million homes. And so I'm about the gospel.
Yes.
But also I have a PhD in sociology. I'm trained sociologist, and I look at the culture here in America. And I realized that I escaped from the kind of life and the kind of lifestyle and the kind of culture that is now being propagated here. I escaped from a socialist dictatorship. I escaped from under the guise of social justice. People really, the whole nation went from being the breadbasket, my home country of Egypt, from breadbasket of the world, in the early part of the 20th century, to become a basket case because of socialism. Now they are saying this is really should be our ideal. We need to strive for that. How foolish. I said, I wish, come with me and I'll show you. This is absolute tragedy. And so I could not be silent. I had to write this book, Hope for This Present Crisis, really appealing to the body of Christ. I'm appealing to the judgment has to begin in the household of God.
Amen.
And the seven points of hope that I present, they are bookend. One, the first one is the truth, that we need to restore the truth. And the seventh is the church. Those two bookends are very, very important for restoring sanity to this culture, because as goes the pew, so as goes the pulpit, so goes the pew, and as goes the pew, so goes the culture.
Right. Well, Dr. Yusuf, years ago, Barna came out with a study, and it noted that the senior pastors in the pulpit today, over 50% didn't even hold to a biblical worldview. And part of that biblical worldview is the truth of God. That is the never changing. That is the rock that we stand on, the rock that we can trust. Everything else shifts, everything you cannot trust on. It is of this world. It's temporal. It fades. We know that to be the case. So why do we want to buy into what the culture is selling when, especially for you, you were raised, you saw this practically, and there's other immigrants in this country who are saying the same thing. They are shocked that America is, you know, kind of playing around with this idea of socialism. I mean, this is a very dangerous idea, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is foolishness, and it comes up from a bunch of rich white guys, and I'm really talking as an African born. This is really a bunch of spoiled, guilt-ridden white folks, and they are the one who's stirring up. Our church is really, truly integrated. So I was just sitting with an African-American member of my church who's going to run for Congress, and she was just lamenting what has happened and the use of culture in order to divide, I mean, race in order to divide us, the use of gender in order to divide us. That's all from the devil. We know that. But we need to appeal to those in the pulpits, just as you quoted Bill, George, and George does a great job at this, that we need the people, the men and women in the pulpit to cry out, thus says the Lord, not to please culture, but to please the Lord. Because look, we're all going to have the audience of one, and what are we going to say to him? We were popular. I sold books. That is really something we need to take seriously. You know, 12 years ago, I was giving the keynote address at NRB, and I still remember we were down in Orlando, and my text was from Jeremiah. All that my head was a fountain of water, my eyes a fountain of tears, that I weep day and night over my. I said, we need to just stop seeing marketing as our savior, but go turn and literally go back to the mourner's bench.
Amen.
And humble ourselves before God. And that's got to stop with people like me in the pulpit.
Exactly. Dr. Michael Youssef is with us. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the Bible says there are times and seasons, and it is so important that we understand the time and season and that we sync up, that we are in unity with the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And such is the call for this time and season that we are in. Otherwise, we find ourselves in a spirit of chaos, being tossed here and there, and that is not the Father's goal and aim for us. He gave us these signs, and He gave us warnings that we need to be aware of, and if we ignore them, we pay a big price for this. And Dr. Michael Youssef is our guest, and we're talking about his new book, Hope for This Present Crisis. And the hope that we can count on comes from God Himself, who says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, not for evil, to give you a hope and future. Right, Michael?
Amen. Absolutely. And this is what the church has lost sight of, has lost sight of God's vision for His children. I liken it to a football game where basically there's no rules, no boundaries. You can kick the ball anywhere on any side and no teams and everybody, the ball is going everywhere and nobody knows what's going on. And that's the kind of situation we're in right now. I plead with lay people who are listening to me. If you go to a church where the gospel has been changed or watered down or preaching of a soft gospel where the truth of Jesus Christ as the only way, the truth and the life, and no one come to the Father but by me, you need to put on your Nikes or whatever running shoes you have and run. Just run. Get out of there before it's too late, because that is like the frog in the kettle. Eventually, you'll become like that. I have seen people that have gone to one of those trendy churches. They sat under the Word of God. They believed the gospel. And after 10 years of listening to all this stuff, they said, well, you know, we really need to do away with the Old Testament. That's not really true. Is this this? And I said, oh, my God, they've been sitting under false teaching. And that's the sad part. And I'm trying to sound the alarm as loud as I know how, both on radio, television, and gracious people like you, Bill, is to say, look, this, I wrote this book for a reason. I'm not looking for something to do at 72, but I'm putting in at least 14 hours a day because I see the time is short, and unless we repent now, we're going to head for trouble.
Right. Well, we're assigned watchmen, Dr. Youssef.
Amen.
And it is our responsibility, because we don't want the people's blood on our hands.
Exactly.
And we're saying, you know, because what's happened is the culture and the evil one is saying, did God really say? That's the question that's being posed. And some people are buying into this based on the culture's perception, not God's perception. Because we know that God did say. And there is peace, and there's also action that must be taken during this time. This is why I'm saying we need to sync up, because, you know, the book of Ecclesiastes says there's a time for peace and a time for war. And if you don't know the difference, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Absolutely. And the children, this was my deepest concern. I'm expecting our number 11th grandchild.
Oh, wow. One more than me. I'm jealous.
But, you know, I'm investing now a lot of my time in them, because I want to make sure that they, and so I want to challenge all the people our age who are out there, you know, just enjoying life and so forth, start investing in your grandchildren. Psalm 127 says that children are the arrows in the hand of the Lord. I mean, we need to polish them, prepare them for battle, not just to survive, but to thrive and to have victory in Jesus' name. In another psalm, the following one, 128, says that there are olive shoots. And you know, olive shoots coming from the Middle East, I can tell you, they can go for 20 generations if they are set right. And so we need to take that call seriously. That's why one of the seven steps is revitalizing the family, and reviving the church, and above all, turning back to the truth and begin to preach the truth without fear. If people get angry and leave, well, God bless them. You know, God says, I honor those who honor me. So young pastors who are listening to us now, Bill, I pray to God that they would realize that God is the one who will honor them, and it's not the number of people that they attend their churches, but it's the impact that they will have and the power of God that they will have in their lives as a result of their obedience to the Word of God. So I am pleading with young pastors, young Bible teachers, please don't fall for this trap, and don't fall for this, as you said, did God really say that? Should we get unhitched from the Old Testament, as one mega church pastor is now preaching? We get, leave that behind. Let's just focus on Jesus and the resurrection. You're kidding? If the God who raised Jesus from the dead, could he not take Jonah in the belly of the whale for three days?
Exactly.
And flood and all of these things. So we need to get back to the scripture, the authoritative word of God, infallible word of God, and not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
The power is not in our eloquence, and it's not in our oratory. The power is in the gospel.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Youssef, here we are in the season of Lent, preparing for Jesus' death and resurrection. And this reminds us that Jesus will come again. And this is a training ground. This is a reminder that we need to be prepared that he is coming. And for these young pastors, and I would say even senior pastors, when you talk about the church being revived, the good news is that we're not bringing this out of nowhere. I mean, the fact that it's being revived is because it lost its vibe. It used to be vibing. It used to be, you know, thriving in that. So it's not that this is going to be of God. And so the call to these pastors, senior and young pastors, is be aware that God is raising an army. Are you going to be counted amongst us, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, to fight this good fight that is before us?
Absolutely. And I'm always reminded of the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth?
Mm.
And I always, that has bugged me for years and years and years. I mean, not bugged me, but really motivated me. And I said, I know when he comes back, I want to be with my family and my church and everybody at the sound of my voice, that we would be ready. We have the oil in the lamp.
Amen.
And as soon as the bridegroom comes, we're ready. But not to be asleep without oil as the other five bridesmaids. So we really are. This is the hour. We need to be awake and ready and prepared and take as many people to heaven with us as possible.
Yeah, need a big parade. We need a big parade. Let's not just be a party of one. In his new book, Dr. Michael Youssef, Hope for This Present Crisis, reveals the seven-step path to restoring a world gone mad. I highly recommend you get your hand. You're going to be encouraged on this, and you're going to be surprised, because you're going to see in his writings how we have become casual, how we did not take God for his word. And God is very specific. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to really be serious about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's coming soon and very soon, isn't he?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And the signs are all over the place. And probably also, to be truthful, apostasy and the return and turning their back on the faith is part of that sign.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to just surrender to that and say, yes, well, you know, this has just been foretold. We're seeing the birth pangs, the labor pains are coming in more closer intervals. But that should excite us, but not to put on white robes and head for the mountains.
Exactly.
To work.
Yes, we need to co-labor and, again, sync up with God's purpose for this time and season. And I'll tell you, exciting things are yet to be seen, and exciting things are yet for us to be made aware of, as God, in his almighty power, mercy, and grace, will make sure that his kingdom comes, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Bill, thank you for what you do, my friend.
Well, Dr. Michael Youssef, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, LTW, that's LTW for leadingtheway.org, and we'll be happy to help in any way we can.
And his book is linked on our website, Hope for the Present Crisis, Seven-Step Path to Restoring a World Gone Mad. Michael, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on three continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hailed the $1.9 trillion bill that passed Wednesday with very little money for actual coronavirus relief as the most progressive bill in American history. The bill is expected to be signed Friday with checks going out by the end of the month. The Senate has confirmed Marcia Fudge as the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, placing the longtime Ohio lawmaker in charge of the agency. Fudge, who represented parts of Cleveland and Akron in the House since 2008, is a former mayor and a longtime advocate for assistance for the needy. A bill that would grant legal immunity for drivers who hit violent roadblocking protesters while fleeing from them has passed the House in Oklahoma. House Bill 1674 has passed 79-18 on Tuesday and proposes measures to crack down on violent protesters who block roads or highways to paralyze traffic. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is Lou Euler time. Yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Boy, Lou, if your work has ever been cut out for you, it is now to deal with these foundational principles that your organization is all about and that more Americans are getting behind as the Democrats continue to spend money like drunken sailors. No offense to drunken sailors, as they say.
Yeah, that's right. You have to apologize to drunken sailors because this crowd is just incredible in terms of their trampling on common sense. Mm-hmm. This is really what's happening is average people know that you can't just give money away, that you can't give their money away, that you have to demand responsibility, etc., that rioting in the streets is no longer acceptable, that we must fund the police, we must do the common sense things that have made America the great nation that it's been, and quit pauperizing the people who are making it all possible.
Well, it is amazing. I mean, look what's happened in short order, in less than 60 days of this administration. We cancel an XL pipeline project costing thousands upon thousands of jobs. Interestingly, a lot of those are union jobs, and yet the union still wants to side with the Democrats. So it makes you wonder, you know, what was the quid pro quo to allow that to happen? And, of course, that puts into threat our energy independence. And now all eyes are on the Middle East because, you know what that means. All of a sudden now the Middle East is back into play. Those future, you know, peace compacts with Israel are now by the wayside. Thank you very much to the Biden administration. Boy, he wasted no time in destroying that, didn't he?
No, that's exactly right. Trump had figured out how to handle the Khomeini operation in Iran, had everything going well with the Jewish state and with the oil-producing states. And then when you come domestically and look at the what's going on our border now, opening the borders without control over COVID or anything else, what's happening in our the handout of millions and billions of dollars in this $1.9 trillion basket of goodies, very small amount is aimed at COVID. The rest is a payoff by the Democrats and the progressives to their union colleagues and to their failed blue states that have given the funny the funds away. So this is a new time in American history when our citizens have to gather and learn about the tax policies and become ardent advocates for responsible government.
Well, and as you point out, you know, we had an open conversation with Open the Books founder Adam Andrzejewski, and you know, he laid it out. I mean, just in this one particular aspect, you've got $350 billion of COVID bailouts going to state and cities. You know, that is amazing. I mean, and a lot of those are, you know, blue versus red, and so the states that did a great job, you know, it's almost like they're getting penalized, and the ones that did a poor job, mostly blue states that had problems even before COVID, are getting healed, which was one of the things that you had pointed out early on could be a potential, and now it is a reality, because the Democrats, this is what they do. When the vault is open, they bring their carpet bags in, they stuff them in with as much money as they can at the people's expense, without any conscience, without any responsibility whatsoever.
You bet. And the resistance to reopen the schools when we know from data that young people are the least likely to contract or have problems with COVID. It's all a function of the public employee school unions exercising their political power over their progressive colleagues in the blue states. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to simply continue to bring to people's attention, so that the midterm election, which is already underway now for 2022, goes right and throws these idiots out.
Well, what comes into play is that old acrostic about fear, right? False evidence appearing real. And that's why it's unsustainable, is that, you know, Dr. Fauci, the WHO, Communist Chinese, just go right on down the list. They have put out a false narrative and have scared the holy what have you out of people. But then they realize, you know, here we are a year down the road, and all the hype and what have you that they had said was going to happen has not happened. Meanwhile, as you say, many schools have been closed down. Businesses are out of business, probably forever in some cases, Lou. It's absolutely pathetic and heartbreaking to see what these policies have done to everyday Americans. And then they come up with a $1.9 trillion boondoggle, and it's supposed to be okay, but it doesn't go and heal the people who were innocently impacted by this. It goes and impacts and helps, you know, the politicians and, you know, political interests. I mean, we're back to what happened during the Obama regime, if you remember, with their stimulus. You know, I think Peter Schweitzer was the one that reported on it quite definitively, that for every dollar that was involved in fundraising for Barack Obama, those that participated and got $28,000 in ROI. What's a heck of a deal? And but it was all political favors, all at the expense of the American people.
Yes, no, that's right. And the repetition in this 1.9 trillion of overpaying people who are unemployed to incentivize them to remain unemployed, as we did in the earlier CARES bill, is to repeat the same stupidity that is contra to natural, to common sense and common nature.
Well, and the thing is that it comes to an end. And what's going to happen then? You're going to have people upset, depressed, frustrated with a government that kept them on their couch because they ran out of money.
Oh, that's exactly right. So anyway, I think what has been happening from our perspective is to lay the groundwork for competent and thorough taxpayer training and recruiting people to help us to restore order across America.
Well, as you say, Lou, I mean, our southern border right now, what a mess. And this is all self-inflicted, all brought to you by Joe Biden, who is so, I guess, so hateful towards President Trump that he can't even pause for a moment and consider some good business and good policy that was serving, you know, immigrants coming and wanting to come to the country, you know, protecting their interests as well as the American people. I mean, let's just throw that out the door. And now what we're doing is we're offering, you know, comfort care, I guess, to these people that are coming. We're accommodating them, you know, and as they come in, it's like the neighborhood welcome wagon is operating there at the border, but it's overwhelmed. It can't even possibly deal with the people that are storming the border once again.
No, it's just a nightmare. And then, of course, there's a real focus on Biden and his incompetence in presentations to the press, etc. And there are certain forces that I know on the left are working to undermine him and remove him from office and let Kamala take over the presidency. So from our perspective, Biden, we need to wish Biden a long and healthy life so that we don't turn into a nation with Kamala at the head.
How does somebody who was barely able to garner 3% during the primary be on a fast track to the Oval Office? This is a wonder. It's a mystery. But maybe somewhere in the darkest parts of the Democratic Party, you can figure that one out. Lou Euler has been our guest. Lou, how can people be in touch with you?
Come to limittaxes.org. Join our team. Restore America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
And right here, right now, we've got the governor. Yes, former governor Mike Huckabee joins us now. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It is a pleasure to be here.
Hey, I was reading a tweet from Sarah, and I'll tell you, it was a bit of advice. Best advice I ever had. When I, God bless me with a daughter, a friend of mine says, hey, look at, you ought to date your daughter and do this on a regular basis. And I'll tell you, it was the best bit of advice that anyone had ever given me. And it was so cool because then what happened was the four other boys, you know, because it had five kids and four boys and one girl, and they saw what dad was doing with our daughter, and they said, hey, what about us? So had to rotate them in. And I was just reading a tweet where, you know, Sarah was recalling how you blessed her with a breakfast date every week. And I'll tell you, I highly endorse that. That is such a blessing. And to this day, in much the same way as Sarah related, my daughter and even the boys, you know, this was such great time, Dad, that you would have with us.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Bill, when I was doing it, when my kids were little, I did it as much for me as for them. I did not realize the impact it would have on them. When I was running for president back in 2008, the New York Times was talking to Sarah, and they said, tell us something about your dad. And she brought up that I took her to breakfast every week, and all during the time that I was governor, she said, you know, I knew my dad had other people he needed to see. So many people were demanding his time, and it would have been real easy for him to have skipped that. But he made it a priority, and she told him, she said, I will never forget the times that I spent with my dad, just the two of us, when I knew he could have been doing other things. It had a big impact on her. So now I'm doing it with my grandkids, and I've got seven of them. One of them's too little to take, but rotation now.
Yes.
And her daughter was my date morning, and we had just the best time. My gosh, it was so much
fun. Yeah. Well, the other benefit was, as this friend of mine from church had said, Bill, you know, he said, date your daughter in such a way so that when she got older, she knew what to expect, that there wasn't going to be some knucklehead, you know, driving up to the door honking his horn, you know. that wasn't going to pass, certainly by any of her brothers, but, you know, it was going to set a standard. And so it really paid its dividends, as I'm sure it did with Sarah. And of course, you got to really be proud of her. I was just so excited to hear her announcement. I know we're getting into some other things because we're going to talk about the party in just a moment. But, you know, with Sarah running for governor, this has to be exciting for you. I think she's such a talent and came on the national stage under the Trump administration and served the country in such a way that, this is, I think, going to be a big blessing for the state.
Well, she's a good kid. She's very smart. She has terrific executive skills, and that's what a lot of people will maybe not fully understand about her. And she has literally, Bill, grown up in politics. She understands how it works. She knows how to work with people, how to present ideas, and she's been exposed to some great policies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, congratulations, Governor, on everything and on your television show. But I want to talk about the Republican Party. I got to tell you, I was really shocked the way the election came down, as many were. I thought if any party was going to disassemble, it was going to be the Democrats. I still think that's yet to happen, but down the road, it might be that old Pennzoil commercial that says you can pay me now or pay me later. And that statement being said that, you know, when it pays later, you know, just like sin, it gets much more complicated and much more expensive, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think a lot of people who were the never-Trumpers, some of these so-called Lincoln Project goons who did a great disservice to the country and were really more about their own riches and wealth and ability to grift from the system than they were about the country. I hope they're happy now that they've seen what they have helped create, and that's the Joe Biden presidency that has already resulted in the loss of millions of jobs, people being shut down, the prospects of peace in the Middle East not as good as they were when Donald Trump helped reshape those relationships. There's so many things that people are already seeing in the first month of Joe Biden being in office. And I just wonder, are they happy with their tax dollars paying for abortions again? Is this what they wanted? Because this is what they got.
Yeah, exactly. Not only here in America, but outside. All of a sudden, we're a missionary. We've become missionaries for abortion now?
It's more than disgusting to me. I just don't understand how anybody thinks that God can bless a society that will arbitrarily kill the most vulnerable of its own people. And here we are not just recommitting ourselves to doing it up to the moment of birth, but exporting this heinous crime across the world and making American taxpayers fund it. It really is repulsive to me.
Well, Governor, you know, the lack of respect for life. I mean, we've been conditioned since Roe v. Wade to think less of life. It is no wonder, as the Bible warned us, that there would be that time and period where our hearts would grow cold. You know, the love of many. And this is really what you're hearing. The rumblings of such is that people are saying, where is the love? Well, you've hardened your hearts, and your hearts have grown cold to where you can't even respect an unborn child, and you even have Planned Parenthood selling baby, but they're harvesting organs from babies. You know, so what's the difference between what America's doing and Communist China doing with the Uyghurs?
Yeah, there's really very little difference, and that's why I think it's easy for Joe Biden to make deals with the devil, I'm speaking of China, because once you've dealt with the devil on your own territory, you don't mind dealing with the devil on somebody else's.
Well, as I said early, you know, this is a timing issue. If not now, then when? If we do not address these, as I call them, first principles, that we need to return to first principles, the first principles that inspired our founding fathers to give us the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, two documents that were based on morality and the rule of law and God's natural law. When do we return to that? If we don't, America is getting bleaker and bleaker in the rearview mirror here, Governor.
Well, I think people need to first understand that it's not just who we elect. That's an important part of it, electing people not so much that will implement spiritual policies, because that's not the role of government, but simply that will respect religious liberty and will allow people of faith to live their lives without the government interference. But the second, and or maybe I should say the first and most important thing is people who truly believe that there is a God, that he has given us his message through the Bible and through the person of Christ, it's our responsibility to be bold and unapologetic for that message. And I'm watching in just horror as I'm watching so many evangelical leaders go woke on us and basically say, well, I know what the Bible said and I know what we've said that it has meant, but we're living in different times, And they're beginning to rewrite the scripture as if some of us were given the editorial power to do so. I just don't buy that.
It's very dangerous. I mean, we're back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, really? And I mean, this is being done by the leaders of the church. And as we know, and this is already starting to happen, Governor, is that, you know, God says judgment will begin in his house. And judgment is already starting to come upon the houses of worship across the country. And I say worship, it's almost like small W. It's not big W, because this is what Jesus came for. He indicted the church, the religious operation of the time, because their worship was empty.
Well, and that's where we have to probably challenge the church. It's not just challenging the government. It's challenging the church. Mm-hmm. To stand for things,
yes.
to believe that Scripture is right. I'm a musician, Bill, and I know yes. that before you play a song, you got to tune your instrument. But you don't tune it to what you think or feel or believe. You tune it to a musical standard that is the same in Japan, in France, or in America. It's exactly the same tuning fork that we tune to. And we need to tune to a certain standard, and that standard can't be what every individual thinks and feels. It can't be like it was in the time of the judges, where everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to tune to the Word of God and find what it says, accept it, even if it's unpopular with culture, and live by that unapologetically.
Exactly. And unapologetically is the key here. This is a time for courage, isn't it?
It really is. I think people want to be popular. They want to be liked. Hey, I want to be liked, you know? I mean, if my choice is to be loved or hated, I pick love every day.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to give an account for whether or not I was faithful. And faithfulness may not always be popularity. I'm not trying to make myself unpopular. I'm not trying to make myself hated or despised by other people. But I must be honest that it is not my life goal simply to see how many people that I can accommodate with something that may not be true.
Exactly. When the truth is so important, because it's been washed down to such a way that it's become, you know, relative. There's no such thing as relative. That's humanity's idea of the truth, which is a compromise, and certainly far from it. A man who stood for the truth, who we lost last week, Rush Limbaugh, I know you have some thoughts about him, even though, as you say, we found out, disgustingly, the lack of civility in our country came out loud and clear for people that did not respect and want to honor what Rush Limbaugh stood for.
It's hard for me to understand that even in a person's death, that there will be some people who find it impossible to utter a word of kindness, or maybe just not utter anything at all, which would
yes.
be fine, just mm-hmm. say nothing. I thought Mark Stein had a brilliant observation about Rush. He said, Rush took politics seriously, but not solemnly.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power Grid.